President Bill Clinton was the star attraction at the Democratic convention last night, and Minnesota delegates say he didn't disappoint. Clinton stressed the country's record-breaking stretch of economic prosperity, and Everett Pettiford of Minneapolis says the president hit the right chord.
I really, really like that phrase when he was talking about Joe Friday, just sticking to the facts, you know, and that is something that Al needs to take a page and run with. Because we know that the Republicans are going to do everything that they can to try and sidetrack the issues and use smoke and mirrors to try and win the election.
State DFL party chair Mike Erlinson predicted Clinton's speech will bump Gore's ratings.
There's no better person to give a speech, really, than Bill Clinton. There's no better person to make a case for Al Gore. I think if people are out there watching television, there's a light going on in their head in Democrat and Republican households. Maybe that hasn't gone on before because nobody delivers it any better than Bill Clinton.
Hours before Clinton's speech, state auditor Judy Dutcher addressed a hall that wasn't nearly as crowded. Several Minnesota delegates were stuck at their hotel far from the convention center because buses that were supposed to pick them up never showed. Dutcher was a Republican until last January and was asked to speak at the convention because National Party officials see her as a rising star. She told the convention the Republicans' talk of inclusiveness at their gathering in Philadelphia earlier this month apparently didn't include people like her, who support legal abortion. Dutcher said the Democrats deserve more credit for the healthy economy, and she made a pitch for independent voters.
I know there are many others out there like me, mothers, students, grandparents, pro-choice women, those who are fiscally conservative and socially moderate, and I urge them to join us in this campaign.
Some delegates are promoting Dutcher as a candidate for governor or U.S. Senate in 2002. Dutcher says for now she's not running for anything, including state auditor. One of the sharpest speeches the Minnesota delegates heard yesterday came outside the convention hall from a favorite son who hasn't been on the ballot since 1984. Former Vice President Walter Mondale accused Republicans of colorizing their convention 2 weeks ago. While stopping short of accusing the GOP of racism, Mondale said Republicans are still benefiting from the backlash against the Democrats' decision to embrace civil rights in 1964.
And the leadership that's in the Congress today, like Trent Lott and Jesse Helms and many others, came to power as a result of a basic fundamental decision by the Democrats that we were no longer going to dither around on the question of decency in our country.
Mondale says Republicans, including George W. Bush, talk the language of civil rights, but also send signals of exclusion, such as speaking at Bob Jones University and not condemning the flying of the Confederate flag over South Carolina's state capitol. State party officials note that nearly a quarter of Minnesota's delegates represent racial minorities, and they say that measure of diversity, along with the economic message outlined by Clinton, will demonstrate to voters in Minnesota and the rest of the country that Democrats deliver as much as they promise. At the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.